The following program contains opinions, exaggerations, and humor not meant to be taken as facts or advice of any kind. The Poor Horsemen are not doctors, lawyers, or life coaches, though we might dress like them from time to time. This is entertainment, people. Laugh responsibly, sip carefully, and remember, it's all jokes until it's not.
All right, episode, what episode is this?
Who knows?
352 of the Poor Horsemen podcast.
52.
Man, we've made it 352 episodes. We got a special episode today.
Yep.
To cue me up, Energizer, I got some things I want to say real quick. Because we got a great panel on set today. Yep. First things first, to my left, he decided to dress like the Camillitary today. I didn't know that he was going to wear a black-on-black gear with his name on it.
All I'm missing
this time
is
to be his Q Simo's production. It had to be.
Absolutely. Shout out to Q.
You know, he got his chain on and all of that. We got DJ Silk to my left. I'm going to skip who's right here. Just one more. My brother, I see monochrome grays, sun shades.
Talk to him.
Retro shoes, a little bit of everything. We got our brother Don P. And then we have some special guests with us, women in business, on set first today. We have Carmen. Carmen is here. She's already two drinks in, ready to engage. Nah, two. We are sorry. Nah, don't try to play it down.
Don't do me.
And then in the back, two drinks in. And then in the back, we got people coming up here in just 1 second. But we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. So, Carmen, how are you today? Welcome to the Poor Horseman.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much for having me. It was a great production. I'm excited to be here.
Okay. So, cameramen, let's get back to it. We're going to get started with the show today. So, episode 352, we are focusing on women in business today. So, we appreciate y'all showing up to us. Y'all know that we like to have a variety of type of guests, a variety of people here on the show. Y'all are always welcome to join us anytime from 1 to 4 on Sunday during our live pod. So, fellas, before we throw it to Carmen, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good.
How's your life been treating? Because you are full thug today. Like, full.
Only by apparel.
Yeah, but we don't know that. Like, the audience in the streets don't know how to approach you.
Listen, man, I've been doing godly things this morning. Nothing thuggish or gangster at all.
Hell no!
Nah, but my youngest daughter, she got baptized today, so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you celebrate.
We're not going to clap for that.
Yeah,
did you wear that to the back, to the baptism?
I did.
No, that is crazy.
I had to come here right after.
No, that is insane, bro.
I had to come here right after. It was a collar shirt.
What are you wearing?
And I sat in the back.
Good. They don't need to know who her father is.
You back there looking like the Grim Reaper in the summer? What are you talking about?
I had pants on, though.
Nah, that's insane.
I wore pants.
We don't know. I wear shorts to church. You look like you missed your Uncle Charles from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
How you been, brother?
Man, good week. Called Carmen earlier this week. Told her it's time. I've been telling Carmen she's going to come on the show for at least 2 years.
I mean,
Carmen? You've been ducking us?
No.
What's going on?
This ain't never set the day, but she agreed. And then she also added the other guests that we're going to have.
No doubt.
It's been a great week, man. I'm ready to get it popping.
Okay. So, Carmen, let's get right into it. So, we got a little game before we get started. All right. So, Carmen, give us an idea. What's your... take that lie back. I'm going to throw it to my brother Energizer first because I didn't introduce him. So I'm doing a poor job as a host.
Okay.
I'm doing a poor job. So Energizer, how have you been, brother? My bad.
Bro, I'm unstable.
Okay. Now, why might you be unstable?
The healed one is unstable. Y'all don't know why I'm unstable.
Now, y'all also don't know that our brother been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. This is his 41st day of a fast.
Wow.
So tell us why you unstable. What do you need for us to get that out, brother?
Let's get this clip up because I gotta line it up to where y'all just understand what has made me unstable as the DJ that I am in the 20 plus years of DJing. This content has just rattled my stable.
Okay, let's
go.
Let's hear it.
I don't want to go out and hear music from 2010. Like, I feel like all DJs, they need to just retire any music that's older than 5 years old. Like, on a regular basis, like, I don't want to go out and hear no hands. Why are we still playing that? There is so much good music from the last 5 years. Are y'all still playing Roscoe Dash, all these old. I don't want to hear that. Play some Gunna, play some Burna Boy, play some Tim, some Wizkid, some Tyla, something like some Afro beats. Like, there is so much good music from the past 5 years across all genres. Why are we still playing Roscoe Dash and Waka Flock? Why am I hearing that?
All right, what's going on, brother?
Ma'am, first and foremost, stay at home. All right. Now, a lot of what she said, it sounded personal at first, and I was going to let her slide until she critiqued the DJs. Let's go through it real quick. When you pull up to the club, you let your car go to a valet.
Straight.
This is his first day. Your whole insurance policy is at risk, and you don't know where he going to park the car. Two, we got security. I've never heard y'all hop on social media and do a rant about the inadequate security and the poor pat downs and the training that need to go on with security at the club. The bar, who knows if they swapping out the liquor?
They are.
And the prices have been inflationary for a very long time, but yet you still pay and you are not going viral complaining about that high price liquor.
And it's
then
fake.
We get to the food. Listen, it ain't Gordon Ramsay out there cooking. It's not five-star food coming out there to you that's been fried. These people that's back there are the people that they've settled upon, really. Cook. They either rode a bike there, the metro, or they walked.
Cook.
They are very unclean, likely have no antiperspirant on, and I'm telling you, they wipe their nose 10 to 12 times while cooking. The promoters, they lied to you, period. But yes, they brought you there for you to sit down and then order something from the Hook E, or I don't know their names, but they got the hookah. You know they not cleaning that shit with Fabuloso or disinfectant. So then you get to me and you want to complain about the fact that there's music out right now that we all want to stare in each other's optical lenses and sing off key and be happy about. You said Gunna. Gunna makes melodic music for thug niggas who are depressed and likely crack babies.
Yep.
The other people that you name were Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tyler, and Tims. Ma'am, I'm here to tell you, you are at the wrong damn party. Between Gunna and them, you just named the wrong genre, period. No Hands gets us activated. Mm. It's a reason why we play those songs. And in closing, during being a kid, I went to Disneyland once. As an adult, I went to Disneyland once again. And as an adult, I've been to Disney World. And ma'am, it didn't take me to go to Disneyland to see who Goofy is. And it's time.
And our brother is unstable. Thank you, Energizer. Now, Carmen.
I agree with that 1,000%.
You like old school music, we hope. Because otherwise, he's going to be on you this whole time.
Facts.
He'll be on you this whole time. So what kind of music do you like when you go to the club? What's going on?
It just depends on what type of vibe I'm on.
Okay.
You know, so if I want to do ratchet things with my ratchet friends, then I want to hit that gun off.
Sorry. My question is, do you choose where you go based on what you know the vibe is going to be?
Absolutely.
Step one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Step one to a good time is choosing the proper place for where you want to be.
Okay.
Step two is just being in there and enjoying what's going on. Don't walk up to Energizer and tell him what to play, because you're going to get a crazy drop that's going to have you viral on Instagram at least 3-4 times.
And if you're having fun, just leave.
Just go home.
Just go ahead and see, right?
Just go home.
Just go home. All right, now, Carmen, let's get to know you a little bit. So what industry are you in?
Real estate.
Real estate. So you sell real estate. Okay. So we got a little game that we want to play with you. So on the screen, we're going to give you three options. You need to place a client of yours. Tell us what the best solution would be for your client. Okay. So the first place, let's put up Acres Homes. All right. So Acres Homes is an incredible community in Houston. In there, you have a 2-bed, 2-bath garage, neighborhood. There's an ex-convict that lives next door. And there's always issues because the train comes every 2 hours.
Yeah.
We also have Bel Air. Put Bel Air on the screen. Next door, you have a pimp that lives next door. And they're trying to recruit the person that you might be selling to the house next door.
Holy
and the house is haunted, though. Ooh. But it's a great deal because it's in Bel Air. Last, we got Sunnyside. Mm. You get a 5-bedroom, 6-bath, 3-car garage home, but the neighbor's a scammer and he breeds dogs. Where are you going to put your client at?
This might
a bunch of K Corso puppies barking in the back.
Let us know.
Dang, that's a lot. So we're dealing with a crackhead.
Okay. Yeah.
A pimp in Bel Air.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And a scammer in Sunnyside.
But don't forget the dogs.
But you get 5 bedrooms.
Where are you going?
3 baths.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with the pimp.
Okay. Now why? Now why? Why are you gonna go with the pimp? Why?
I don't know.
Is it Bel Air?
Because it's Bel Air.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I think he might have a little bit of, you know, class, some kind of.
But he recruiting your people.
But it's the location, right?
It's the location.
Location. Yeah.
I'm gonna focus on a location. I'm in real estate.
You're in real estate. Solid
on location. True. Okay. Whoop. You say it three times.
Yeah.
That recruitment might help her client with that mortgage, too.
Listen,
because it's expensive than Bel Air. You might need a side gig.
That's true.
All right. So Bel Air wins. All right. So Carla, tell us how you got your start in the real estate. Give us some background on how you got going there.
So I started off in property management first, probably right after college. What was it, 2008, 2009? Somewhere around there.
Okay.
I ain't gonna tell you.
Until that age.
Okay. So started a property management, did that for about 10 years, got my license in 2014, my real estate license. So I did that. But primarily my niche is gonna be in development, working with builders.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing it.
So you're selling more new construction builds, maybe new developments, master plan communities, things
Correct.
Like that.
Correct.
So a lot of people would say that the real estate market right now is kind of in a lull. Mm-hmm. Houston may be an outlier. Would you say that Houston still has an active real estate market right now?
I believe it does. I think there's pockets in Houston.
Okay.
So if you're, you know, in the market to buy a home, whether you're an investor or you need it for your primary home, you just got to find the right pocket that, you know, fits your needs.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Carmen, what's the best piece of real estate that you've seen thus far? Where was it located? Was it in Houston? Was it in Dallas? Where would you say?
I would say, I don't know. I'm kind of torn between Dallas and Houston, but as far as...
What areas?
River Oaks.
Yeah. What about Dallas?
Dallas is going to be far north. Talking about Prosper, Solana.
Okay. Denton.
Yeah.
A little further out. Okay.
Yeah, a little further out.
I got any question. McKinney North.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not Prosper North.
It's not Prosper North.
Right.
But it is. Yeah. Okay. It would be. It would
so that
be.
Whole
in the vicinity.
Yeah. It is in that area. Now, with people talking about the economy being tough, what are you doing to market yourself? Still in? Hey, I'm a person who could help you with a home, or I could help you get in a situation that's positive.
I'm doing what everybody else doing. I'm waiting.
You waiting?
I'm just waiting.
Okay. No. That makes sense.
No. Okay. Honestly. For myself, I have just positioned myself, I align myself with the builder. So I understand that the builder can create affordability for buyers with the incentives that they offer. So I know the big conversation right now is interest rates. So, you know, if you try to get a market interest rate, you're going to be in mid to high sixes versus if you go new construction, they have incentives that are, you know, maybe a 5.25. So I'm just aligning myself with new construction because I know we can offer more incentives and kind of take that fear away from buyers.
So if you are in the market for a home, it's better to purchase a new home.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Carmen, you know what you're talking about. You know, I watch you on Instagram and I've been knowing you for a couple of years, but just to see you sit here and just going through the dynamics of what you're in, you know what you're talking about. You know, sometimes when you see real estate, women and men, it's like they're trying to sell themselves a little bit. You know what I mean? We don't know if you have all the information that is going to be needed for me to successfully buy a home.
Right.
Know? But you're showing that you know the ins and outs.
I think that's what sets me apart, too, is because I'm passionate about the knowledge.
Okay.
I'm passionate about educating people so they can make an informed decision on what's going on today, you know, in the market. So I love it. Yeah.
So, of course, you know, learning that you were going to be on the show, I went and scrolled your Instagram page just to see how you are as a real estate agent. Do you find pressure to kind of succumb to where y'all's industry is as far as social media and being a woman in the space? Because what I tend to see a lot of women real estate agents, they sell themselves in
looks
a sexual way. Right. You present yourself as I'm this beautiful person. You should buy this house from me, as opposed to going with what you've displayed here.
Yeah.
Is your knowledge of your industry. Mm-hmm. So do you find pressure to
Find that balance.
Find that balance, or, you know, kind of sell yourself a little bit as well as what you know about real estate.
I wouldn't say I feel the pressure. I feel like I'm in my own lane, and what works for them works for them. What works for me works for me.
Gotcha.
And they may generate business through social media that way, but that's not what I want to put out. That's not the image that I want for myself.
Do you feel like that's fleeting and not necessarily long lasting? Because there's no real substance behind how they're selling themselves.
Yes.
No, that's real. So tell us your ideal client then. Like, if we were to be off the street and we were to engage you, what's your ideal client?
My ideal client, I would say they don't have to be perfect.
What you mean by that? Credit score?
Wait, yeah, like, what?
Yeah,
are you talking about credit score?
Yeah, right. Give some details.
Okay.
What's right.
You working with someone with a 440?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. What we gonna do is, yeah, we could do six, we could do okay. five. We could do 580. We're okay. gonna put you on the right path to get you to where you need to be.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll have a plan.
Yeah, we're gonna have a plan. And that's kind of what, you know, I really enjoy doing is if you're not ready, we gonna get you ready.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I have the resources to put you in position to buy a home, right? Yes. You just got to come talk to me. So when I say not perfect, that's what I mean by that. You know, you don't have to have the cleanest credit file. Now, is that going to make a smooth transaction? Absolutely. Right. You know, we're going to close on time. Mm-hmm. But the ones that, you know, may have some challenges, it might take a little time. So you got to have some patience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do. It's all about the end goal. As long as you're helping me help you, we can work it out.
I got a question. What closing day, right?
Yeah.
Is that an exciting day for you?
Absolutely.
No, when it's funded, it is exciting.
There you go.
Closing day don't always matter.
Funded.
Okay, that's what I want to.
Because I done been to several closing and they don't get funded.
Couple days.
Everybody's just looking at each other.
Bro, like, it's a wild time.
Ooh,
when stuff don't get funded.
Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
Right.
Do you keep everybody calm? How do you stay calm?
Because they knew for months how much this was going to cost.
No, they don't sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
Because you do. Yeah. Okay, let's do this. There are surprises that happen at closing.
Okay, yes.
The day of
closing.
Yes.
A variety of things could happen.
Uh-huh. Right.
Especially around that inspection.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff come back.
Hey, man, you know a lot.
My bad, bro.
I
do have a license.
Okay.
It's going in my recruit suit.
Nah.
All right. So, but tell us for real though. Like at closing, it's anxiety driven. Like a lot of people think once you get to that day, it's over, and it's not.
It can be, but when you're working with the right agent, we set the right expectations.
Come on,
okay.
So
come on now.
I have those type of issues. I'm a very seamless person. I like a seamless, easy transition. So I'm gonna do my best to make sure we can avoid those hiccups before we get to the closing table. So I'm on top of the lender. I'm on top of the buyer. I'm on top of everybody, the inspection report. So we don't have those type of problems.
What are signs of a bad realtor? That person that is red. What's the red flags?
For me, I would say lack of communication. I think that's going to be your number one. You're not communicating. You're not giving updates. You're just not in the know. You know, it's so funny because when I first got my license, one of the ways that they taught us to, I guess, make ourselves more, you know, just appealing to have somebody work with us is that we don't have a huge load, right? When you're dealing with these top agents that have multiple clients,
yeah.
You know, it's not personable and some things can get dropped between the cracks, right? So I think that question you asked me, if I'm a buyer, I need to ask my client that. What does your day-to-day look like? What is your schedule? You know, just so I can see if they're going to be attentive enough to my situation to help me. So
I know one thing. If you looking to buy a house, man, well, I'm in for it, man. That's what it is, man.
Now, do you run into issues because you are a beautiful woman and it helps to be beautiful when you're selling any
pretty privilege,
right? Pretty privilege is a thing.
Caption.
Hey,
now, do you run into see?
You put that as a caption?
Yeah, man.
Pull up the clip. What are we doing right now? Why?
I just thought it was cute.
Yeah.
But do you run into guys who, you know, they hit you on Instagram or they may email you because, you know, the email on your Instagram?
Yeah, married men, all of them.
Do you get a lot of fake clients, for lack of a better word, guys that are interested in you and not necessarily what you do as far as your business?
Not a lot. Okay. I feel like I have, but I have pretty good discernment. So
how do you navigate that?
Don't respond.
So what would a message look like where you are like, okay, he's not serious. He just...
I mean, I might... It's going to be professional, you know, when you're ready. No, actually, this is what you really got to do. You just got to ask for their prequal. And you talk to a lender.
That's the separator.
Proof of funds. Yeah. You know, so they can't provide that, then you kind of got to end the conversation.
So this is the message, right? This is the DM you open. How beautiful. That's how they start off. Can I meet you for lunch to discuss? How would you...
Wait, this doesn't sound like a real estate transaction right here. That's what I'm saying.
That's where he's going. Let him land.
Sounds like you personally.
Let him land. Now, it did sound like you said Phil would do.
No.
However,
let him land. Right. Why are you meeting for lunch?
Right.
We got Beef and Foods coming next. You can
Where the house at?
A cater plate.
Where the house at?
What you doing?
I'm just saying, this is what dudes do.
Right.
Not saying me. Okay. In my game. But at the same time, this is how someone would try to... get her attention.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Hell no.
If you
look at...
if you see that, what... You gonna be like, are you gonna ignore that?
Let's schedule a call first.
Okay.
Okay. That's a way to do it.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good way to do it. Okay, so we gonna break here in just one moment because we got the hot seat with Phil. Ooh. So it's just gonna be you and him on the panel here in one moment. But... tell the people where they can find you and all that good stuff. This camera right there, right in front. Oh, actually, he wants you in this one right there.
Okay.
All right.
You can find me on Instagram, Carmen_No_San Diego. Facebook, I think it's just my name, Carmen DaCosta. Mm. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
All right. Energizer, turn us up. We at hot seat next.
Okay. We are here with the hot seat. I'm here with Miss Carmen. Carmen, you ready? This is 2 years in the making. I've been thinking about these questions.
Oh, Lord.
I just came up with these questions last night. I'm playing. All right. So, Carmen, first question. What's the best date that you've ever been on?
Best date?
Yes, best date.
Best date... I feel like it was out of town.
Okay. Give me some details. You don't got to tell me who it was, but what was it? What was the vibe like?
Yeah, it was out of town. It was, you know what? It was so random because I literally just kind of, oh, Lord, here go. Y'all probably going to come at me for this. Okay. But I just randomly put up a post that I wanted to go to the Usher concert.
Okay.
And
so Usher where?
In Vegas.
Okay.
And a nice gentleman was like, let's go.
He was like, hey, beautiful.
He ain't hit me with a hey, beautiful.
See, I'm trying to think. Okay. But he took you. Okay. Yeah. And y'all had a good time?
It was a vibe. It was very much a show. There was no pressure. It was nothing.
That's
so cool. I enjoyed the show.
Okay. What's the worst date you've been on?
The worst date?
Have you had any worst date experiences?
I don't feel like I've had like worst dates. I've had dates that ended to where I was just kind of like,
real.
Yeah.
You know, I had a date one time and we sat down. We hadn't even ordered food or anything. And she started talking to me, Carmen. And I'm pretty good with women that I pick. She looked the part, everything. Mama opened her mouth, breath, foul.
Ooh.
I go to the restroom. I dip.
Yeah. You left?
Hell yeah.
No.
Fuck it.
What?
Yeah. You. We plan this. You can't. Had a decency to stop and get a peppermint gum, something.
Brush your teeth before you leave the house.
So that was my worst date experience.
Okay.
So would you rather be snowed in a cabin or watching the sunset on the beach?
I'm gonna go with sunset.
Wow.
Because I'm a tropical baby. I like the sun. I like the water. I think that's that's more my vibe.
Okay. What's the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning?
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Ding. Okay. What's your favorite place to travel to? Because I know you travel a lot. So what's your favorite place you've been to? And you'll go again and again.
I'm going to always say home. I'm going to always say Panama.
Panama.
Yeah, that's where my roots are.
Okay.
So
the family there?
Yeah. Okay. Family there. I always feel grounded. I always feel, you know, connected to my country when I go home.
Are people happy to see you when you come?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have a penthouse or a home?
Home.
Yeah. Why not a penthouse? And past that part in your life,
I think I am.
Okay. Summer clothes or winter clothes? What do you like?
Summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why?
Less is best.
Okay. What else I was going to ask you? Okay. Do you like to wear lingerie?
Sometimes.
Does it depend on the person?
Yes, absolutely. Depends on the person.
Okay. What makes you feel your sexiest?
What makes me feel my sexiest? I feel like it's not a thing. I feel like it's when a man like just pours into me.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I can exude that sexiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. What's your favorite pair of heels that you pull out like, yo, I'm a killer with these, right? I know you got a boat.
My feet be hurting. They hurt right now. Look, tell my family. Ask me what favorite pair of mules or something. Kitten heel.
But period, what's your favorite pair of shoes?
Favorite pair? I don't go with Tom Ford.
You go with Tom Ford? Yeah. Why Tom Ford?
Because they don't hurt as bad.
Okay. So beauty really is pain.
Sure is.
How do y'all, okay, let me ask you this, Kwame, because you, like I pointed out the post you made, pretty privileged, right? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that and not get a big head about it? Because you, if people actually know you, they know you cool. You're not, you know, some women can be, I don't want to offend anybody, but you know how women can get, you know, the big head. But you're not like that. You're very level-headed. You don't come off as, you know. So how were you able to balance that? Did you have like a mom, is your mom?
Yeah. I think a lot of it does come from my background, just my values, my morals. I've heard compliments, you know, all my life, but I just didn't allow, I don't know. It was just something in me that didn't allow me to like just move, you know, crazy with it. I think I like, the compliments have to come a certain way for me to.
What kind of way? For all the fellas out there, I'm doing it for y'all.
From the right man.
From the right man. What's the right man?
Somebody I'm into.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of guys you like? Because I know a couple of your guys. Or one. Name one.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I just said I know them. I ain't called his name.
Nah, I like a man with purpose,
okay,
direction, a leader,
okay,
somebody who, you know, isn't into themselves,
okay,
so much,
okay,
you know.
I like that. So all the pastors out there, Corman. Okay, Corman, that's it for the hot seat. You passed. You being good. Yeah, that's it. I told you, it was hot enough.
Okay.
All right. And obviously y'all see someone new on the set right now. And we had all of her background information incorrect. You know, I'm gonna be honest.
Shout out to
but you know what? I did a little pre-production on the side while he was here. Okay. So Mandy, please introduce yourself to the audience. This camera right there in the middle.
Hi y'all. My name is Mandy Kay and I'm from Houston, Texas, and I am a commercial energy broker.
Yeah. Now, mind you, she don't want to do the energy for this building. She told me back there that y'all ain't got enough bread to work for me, and I'm going to allow it.
She got to go.
That's what she said. Look, she said.
Baby, I've been trying to get this light bill for a minute.
She said, y'all blacks ain't got enough
I ain't want to send the light
money for this light bill, but she enjoys to travel.
Yeah.
So we're going to open our game. Please put on the screen our graphic. Because she does both solo travel and travel with broke friends. So let's think about what we need to do on
the
screen.
The worst.
Now, keep in mind, this is a girl's trip on a budget.
Mm.
We want to go. Y'all want to go somewhere. You solo travel. We know you energy brokering everywhere. Y'all was just talking about going somewhere. Where are you going to send us? We coming too.
Okay.
The horsemen are coming too.
Definitely.
But we're on the buddy pass.
Yeah.
So tell us. Tell us, y'all only got $1,000. Where are we going? Why are you looking at me like that? This is on a budget.
Hold on, because that's different.
What you mean?
$1,000 for a woman
each
on
person
on a vacation is a whole
lot. Yeah, three bands.
But it's a whole lot more than $1,000 for us on a vacation.
I only need one pair of drawers. So you know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, the vacation is gonna be live regardless.
But what I'm saying is when they go out,
that's their fault.
No, they get taken care of a little bit.
Where are we going?
It's gotta be okay,
in the country.
No, you decide. This is y'all have $1,000 each. We're coming for free.
Okay.
Tell us where we going.
Are we just going for a good time or are we going for a vacation?
We going for a good time.
Or a vacation.
Both.
Both.
If it was a good time, I would definitely say Houston.
No, that
Hey, Mandy.
We're not going to Chapman.
We're not going to Chapman. We're not going to 5015. Shout out to Social Junkie, but we're not going there either.
We want to leave the state.
Listen to the theory. All I'm saying is the $3,000 would have been in my pocket.
No.
Okay?
You're not going to scam us. Why are you scamming us?
Hey, she sounds like a Houston woman. That's
you ain't on the mic yet. You see how, hold on.
Houston.
Okay, fine.
You ain't on the mic yet. All right. Why are you scamming us? Why are you taking the three bands for your friends?
We could do other things with that $3,000 is what I'm saying.
No. Y'all need to be sponsoring us and figuring out a way to have it.
Sponsoring the horsemen.
Sponsor the horsemen.
Crazy.
This $3,000 trip on a budget. What are we doing?
Okay, fine.
All right, what are we doing? Fine.
Come on.
I probably would take us to Tulum.
Okay, Tulum.
Yeah, we would get an Airbnb.
Okay, Airbnb in Tulum. Yeah. What?
Now, Tulum get expensive, though.
It does. We're not going there.
Okay.
We going to the beach.
Okay, so we
going. Oh, we just gonna hang on the beach all day. Yeah, I'm not going.
Overrated. Summer body ain't right.
I'm not going. I don't like swimming. Sand gets on my nerves.
You don't like anything in the water.
I can swim.
He's a giraffe.
I can swim.
You haven't seen a giraffe.
I can stand up in the water. Should be to swim.
You wear socks on the beach?
Hell no. Oh,
okay.
Come on now.
I'm wearing drawers. So look.
I'm a little more cultured than that.
Okay.
You ain't going to catch me with slides and socks.
Give us the itinerary. What we got?
Okay. First day, we can get a chef.
Okay.
It's $3,000. We can get a chef.
We can get a chef.
One day.
In Mexico, we can get a chef.
Absolutely. Are we going to get food poisoning?
No. I hope not.
That's a rough budget for you.
Because what I'm going to do is we're going to tell, because, you know, I got my girls.
Y'all going to run the play for us.
We're going to run the play. Gotcha. You're going to tell the chef, hey, man, just give us a discount. We promise we're going to shout you out on Instagram.
That works.
Oh, that do work.
That do work.
Oh, yeah.
In Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't been able to pull that card.
You saying this and I ain't got no followers.
Or you translating this because you're not going to get the discount if you say it in English.
Listen, the iPhones, they'll translate anything you want.
Oh, you're using technology.
Okay.
Keep going. I like this.
First day, we chilling at the pool because the Airbnb got to have a pool.
That's a fact.
It's going to be cute. We just going to vibe and chill. We're going to go to a liquor store, grab a couple Espolón, you know, because the bottles get expensive out there a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah. How long are we there?
We there 2 days.
2 days?
Two days.
We balling.
Can we go three?
That's up to her.
Yeah.
This her vacation.
Are we able to do three with $3,000?
Friday, everybody traveling in. Nobody really want to do nothing, you know, when they traveling back. So, yeah, we're going to just really hang out at the Airbnb, chill, drink, party, you know, have the chef cook for us or whatever. Next day, we're probably a little hungover.
Okay.
So it's going to be a real party going.
So, that's a good time.
Okay. Like that.
Blackout.
Okay,
absolutely. I'm too old for that.
Hold on.
You're not.
All right. I got to wake up the next day and do it again.
Why?
She said, Diddy. I heard blackout.
She did not say that.
That was the translation.
You're not heard.
Nah, you read that wrong.
Because Diddy was doing some crazy stuff with nipples.
Nah, you
did. Things that I didn't want to know about.
Do they have baby oil in Mexico?
They do. They do.
How you say baby oil in Espanol?
I know how to say baby. Baby. All
right.
Baby.
So Mandy, tell us how you got into your industry. What exactly is a energy broker?
I love this question because every single time I tell somebody, they ask me what I do and I say I'm an energy broker. They look at me like they like a deer in the headlights. Yeah. They don't know what that is.
Because I'm looking at you like that.
Yeah. So what we do is we help customers with their electricity needs, with their electricity bills and electricity services. 9 times out of 10, people don't know what's going on with their bills. They just get the bill, look at the big number, and pay it.
Okay.
So I started in this business back in 2008. I graduated high.
Deregulation time for Texas.
Yes.
You was early in the game. Hey, okay.
Why do he know everything?
I had to hold out because I remember that. I went to conferences about deregulation. Yeah, so just coming
y'all,
up.
If y'all don't know, deregulation was when the state of Texas allowed people to do their energy on their own. You didn't have to go through like the big companies.
Gotcha.
You could have your own businesses that deal.
So it made it competitive.
Or from the grid. Yes.
They find out you went to orientation.
Y'all doing a lot right now.
He probably was the guest speaker at the orientation.
Ahead, that's literally.
You know, I've been paid a few honorariums a time or two, but go ahead. Go ahead.
So yeah, in 2008, graduated high school. I was working at Starbucks.
Sorry.
And I was like, I want to find a real job. Mm-hmm.
That's the real
that
job.
Was it.
That was it.
The real
that
job. Was it. It was a door-to-door sales job, actually. Yeah, so
okay. Knock on doors.
So I did door-to-door sales, knocked on doors, went to the hoods in Houston. Of Houston.
Jesus, South Park.
Absolutely.
Slanging electricity.
Yep. Hey, say, man, you got this.
What's first like thought, nobody's going to come to my house and say, man. Nah,
oh, no.
Now, if you were South Park, you I might swear. Lead that up.
I'm not allowing that.
Yes. Not in the hood.
No one's coming to my house and saying, say, man, buy this electricity.
You live in Pearland.
Hello, in Pearland. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
Relax. I don't live in Pearland. I live south of Pearland. I got some land. Y'all tripping.
My bad.
So what I'm about to say is, it's crazy. No one's coming to my crib and saying, say, man.
But
she doing what she
is.
That's no, I say, man, full script.
15 cent a kilowatt.
Hello? Hey, I can get you a $300 chemical credit right now. What's up? They'd be like, what? Man, sign me up all the time.
Okay.
But no, I started doing that in 2008 and got good. Ended up opening up markets in Massachusetts, in New York, in Philadelphia, in Dallas, in Houston, and just kind of evolved from there. And so now I kind of transitioned to doing, well, I did solar installation for a little bit, had my own firm. We still have our own firm. But we do commercial brokerage. So it's just a little bit.
Mandy, you're pretty fearless, you know. Anybody that does door-to-door sales, my uncle.
I can't
door-to-door sales.
He sold them
and clumps. And
Conco?
Yeah, probably.
Love Conco salesman.
Yeah, or steaks. But you have to have courage. You have to have a lot of, you have to be brave to knock on somebody's door. And you selling energy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And saying, say, man.
Yeah.
See, if you turn up the right house saying, say, man, I'll be strapped up. Like, I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to pull out the clip.
Say, man.
Why are you doing that?
I got these lights, brother.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
But she's pretty. She's knocking on your door.
It doesn't
matter. That don't matter.
Say, not coming to my house saying, say, man, bro. That sounds like crazy.
Just say, man, get you a lot of.
Absolutely.
Imagine looking through the peephole. And you see, say, man, I'm trying to save you something on your electricity bill. This ain't Jehovah's Witness.
If it looked like her, I might open the door.
Oh, Silk, you opened the door, Silk. I might leave a chain.
I'm going to leave a chain on the door with it. I'm going
to
open it.
Nah, bro, you're going to get scammed. You the ones where they send the woman to the door, and then niggas bust in right after.
See, I got the two right there.
But it's too late.
The only reason I would ever talk like that is if I see, like, they playing cards. Like, YN. In the hoods. Old ones.
The OGs. Okay.
If I see them outside, they playing, they smoking their little bottles of beer or whatever, and they, like, playing their cards, I'm like, man, what y'all doing?
You're a salesperson. For real.
Nah, she not.
Yo, fluid. That is a wild sales tactic. You done ran some plays on Unks. They thought they was gonna run a play on you.
Yeah, you done.
And you was selling them energy. Yeah. That's crazy.
They done bought a whole light beer.
Yeah, you know, they light bill done changed for the next 5. You put them on contracts too, don't you?
Did.
5 years.
He was crazy. The orientation, y'all. He's lying.
What you mean?
Nah, I told
them. He was the orientation.
What you mean?
Right. She putting them on death row electricity contracts. You would never get out this contract at 45 cent a kilowatt.
Mandy Knight. That's what the K stand for, Knight.
dollar a kilowatt.
So other than that, Mandy, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What else do you, what are your hobbies? What are the things you're into?
Well, biggest thing is I'm a social butterfly. So I love to cook. I love to cook.
What's your go-to?
Hold on.
Can I do this?
Because what she says, she said it to me back there. I don't believe it.
Oh my God.
We're gonna allow her to say it on camera and it's not true.
Anybody watching who has had my food, they will be like, down.
And what is your specialty?
Yes.
From what everybody says.
Oh.
It's a lie, but I'm just saying, from what everybody else says, it's oxtails.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man. You know how to make oxtail?
You don't.
Real good.
You don't.
Now, hold on.
My glasses for that.
Mandy, now, hold on.
Mandy. Y'all are invited.
Now,
oxtails with what? Let me see what you're
around. Wait, hold on.
Oh, still got it. Go ahead.
What is your ethnicity?
Oh, so I'm black and white.
Okay.
But I'm from A-Leaf, so.
That don't mean nothing.
We know how to do a little something.
Okay. All right. Tell us the preparation of the oxtails, because right now, I don't believe this at all.
How long it take you to make these oxtails?
Yeah.
Oh, it's some hours. Okay.
Some hours is not.
No, it is.
How long are the oxtails prepared?
Listen, a real cook doesn't look at time or measurement. That's okay. Right.
I respect that. Okay.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They got touch.
It's touch. Literally not, recipe, not, but it's made.
What are you talking about?
They just a pinch of something.
So Gordon Ramsay don't have no measurements?
The recipe books are for the people who can't cook.
Yeah.
Not for the people who could.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Give her the floor.
Yeah, for sure.
We need the full oxtail.
I'm not going to tell y'all my ingredients. No, even if I gave you the recipe, you still can just seem like I
Yeah, we don't want. We don't need the seasonings.
Everybody quiet. We just need the process, please.
Okay, so I marinated the night before.
Marinate.
Yeah, absolutely. I marinated.
Okay.
You want to ask the recipe.
No, let her go. Let her cook.
So I'm going to marinate it the night before. All right. The next day, I put all my seasonings, my juices is there. It's flowing. Wow. Juices are flowing already.
Juices.
Wow.
They're good.
Oh, that's
beautiful
thing.
Juices
flowing?
Juices are impressive. She got me.
I'm ready to
eat. So after that, I put it in the oven. I literally wrap it in foil and I put it in the oven. And
I'm not believing in this oxygen.
You don't have to.
What are the other details along with it? What are the sides?
So with the sides that go with it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be baked mac and cheese, collard greens,
like How many cheeses?
I do at least 3 to 4.
She might know what she's doing.
All of y'all are gonna have violent flashes.
Now wait, now hold on.
All of y'all, you said how many cheeses? I heard a poot come out when you said how many cheeses. Phil, you agreed. I know it's some methane back there. Y'all got a fan behind him. Good luck.
Oh man.
So, cooking. What other hobbies do you have?
Hobbies. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say hobbies, but I love to read.
What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was...
Because Phil used to be a librarian.
Oh, really?
Wow.
2 months.
Okay. Okay, so the last book I read was Who Moved My Cheese?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite books, but I'm an author. I wrote a book myself, too.
Tell us about it.
Sell it.
I saw right now. Sell the book. Sell it.
So it seems like it's called You Seem Like an Awesome Person.
Okay.
The psychology.
I thought you were going to say it seems like you're ready.
No.
But we're about to shut the whole interview down. But go ahead.
No, it's You Seem Like an Awesome Person, The Psychology of Getting What You Want from Other People. And then I wrote a children's book.
Oh, you wrote a scammer book. A scammer.
Well, absolutely.
You gotta remember, scammer. The people door saying same.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, she's got a skill set that we're not aware of. So
I see on your social media, you do a lot of acting, so to speak. Is that something that...
My reels?
We watch a lot of acting. We watched them. And I'm like, oh.
What's going on?
I am a natural comedian. I am really funny. I don't care what nobody says. I think
let's hear it.
You can't say that.
No.
You can't say that you're funny.
I said naturally funny.
Joe,
I don't have a
within the conversation, within the flow of a conversation.
Yeah, but okay. I'm funny. Like a lot of my friends be like, "Mandy, I don't know." Like
you're witty.
If you saw my last reel that I had posted, it was me in the club eating chicken wings.
Yeah,
or I was actually eating tacos, my favorite food.
Okay.
So I was eating tacos while everybody else was taking shots and twerking. That was just.
So that's what you do in the club. Eat
tacos.
Well, they didn't see what I was doing before.
Yeah. That's what she put on the gram.
Okay.
It's what they catch.
Okay. Now we're about to break to hot seat.
Yeah.
So again, right in this camera, tell the people where they can find you, all that good stuff, and then feel you on set for hot seat after.
So you guys can find me on Instagram at officialmandy, MandyIK_. And I'm also on TikTok. So same thing.
TikTok is a lot of action because you do a lot of those TikTok videos, huh?
Because I play a bit about TikTok, man.
That's more than just podcast research. What you doing, bro? Right, what you on?
Come on, Joe Goldberg.
Yeah, all right. Energize. You up. We got it.
Nah, that's good. Back.
hot seat with Miss Mandy K. Mandy, you ready?
Let's go.
Carmen said it wasn't hot enough, so I got to turn it up a notch on you. So let's dive straight into it. Have you ever posted a thirst trap on Instagram? And did it succeed?
And did not succeed?
Did it succeed?
Oh, did this? Absolutely.
What was the post?
Usually it's just me in my bathing suit. That's it.
And it succeeded. He was like, it reached him. Were you doing it for a reaction out of him or just to get his attention?
It's like rolling dice. Just see what I can get.
Just see what you can get. Okay. So, fellas, sometimes it really do be thirst traps. I got to kill, okay? All right.
It is what it is.
What do you love and hate about your profession?
Ooh. I love that I get to really truly educate and help people.
Okay.
Because I think electricity is such a commodity that everybody has to have and needs. And a lot of people don't understand it. But that's also the downfall behind it. I think there's a lot of, I hate to say this, but ignorant people. Because I'm a woman, a lot of times they don't believe that I know my stuff.
Mm.
So
is that a real challenge for women in business, for sure? Just because you're a woman?
I'm in a male-dominated industry.
Really?
Yes. So you do not see a lot of female energy brokers.
Right.
Like when we go to the door and talk about, we're talking about business owners, you know, 9 times out of 10. They're men. And when I go to their place of establishments, I mean, they're looking at me like, what you gonna tell me about something I built that I did, you know? So it's very hard for me to have to kind of talk to them and educate them like on how I can help them. So I have to kind of maneuver it a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it a science to that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's always brushing ego.
Gotcha. Okay, what's your favorite thing to wear that makes you feel comfortable? Nothing.
That's
it's probably at any point, what makes you feel comfortable? Like
if I'm just like a normal day going
just running. A normal day, if you're running errands, if you're in the house,
gym clothes.
I think I see a lot of women wearing gym clothes more often now. Like that's the comfort go to for women right now.
Yeah, if I'm just going to run errands and stuff like that, then yeah,
Lululemon.
No, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Sheen.
I like that. She's honest. You honest. Okay, so you said that you wrote a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you wrote a book about yourself, right, who would you have narrate that book audio-wise? Not yourself.
Oh.
It could be a celebrity. It could be a family member. Who would you have narrate the story of your life?
Oh, that's a hard question. I really would not know.
No?
I have no idea. Nobody tells it better than me.
All right. Okay. You don't see nobody else's voice, I guess, fitting to tell your story?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's
just
good.
Me.
Okay. Cool. Okay. How would your friends describe you as a person and friend?
As a person and friend?
Yeah.
I am very loyal.
Okay.
Very loyal. I'm supportive to the T, to the max. I put my friends... and really anybody that I care and love for, I put them before sometimes even myself. Okay. So I'm just that's I'm the person you can always rely on for sure. As much as possible. Because I know what it's like not to have. So I try to do my best to give back to anybody and everybody. So and they'll tell you I'm funny and loving and caring.
You're still with that funny shit.
I am funny.
Okay. What does romance look like for you?
Ooh, a best friend. A best friend. I want someone that it's a mutual exchange for me, I feel like. I'm masculine in my energy field, you know, in my place of business. So I want someone who is going to bring that feminine out. Okay. Like, I don't want to have to be masculine with you. I'm very submissive. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
So I want someone that they can come home, lay all their problems on. If I send you out that door every single day to provide for this family, then I'm going to make sure that when you come back home, like, you have peace. You have, you know.
Wow, hold on, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
How do you balance that, though? Because you have this masculine energy that when you wake up, you kind of have to, boom, snap into it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get off the clock, how do you... Because that's a balance.
It's like a light switch.
Okay.
I was taught very early on in my sales industry that when you go to work, you just have to have a light switch. Like, if you're having a bad day, flip on the light switch, you know, turn it from on to off, you know. So I've just learned that throughout my entire life. So yeah, like, if my man, if my man needs me to be submissive, I'm going to be submissive. I'm going to be that person. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last question for you. Summer clothes or winter clothes?
Summer.
Summer.
I hate winter clothes. I hate winter.
You do?
I hate winter.
Winter is, for me,
stay
winter.
I inside all day, every day, until, like, I will hibernate if I have to.
I was really expecting someone to say winter, because I feel like winter is when you get to show your style. Your
Everybody fashion. Says that. I'm not fashionable. I shop on Shein and Fashion Nova.
You still can make it work, though.
I want to show off, like, and have my little sundress on in the summertime. That's it.
So if Shein went out of business, what you gonna do?
I got enough clothes to survive. I'll be all right.
You done loaded up on Shein. That's been the hot seat, man.
And Energizer.
Boing. Duh.
She's fantastic. Back. We have our special guest again. Belicia has decided to join us on the stage.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. This is behind the scenes. Mm. Belicia brought meal prep here, y'all.
Okay.
She
did. Okay.
In the back. Yeah. She said, I got to eat a 1 o'clock meal.
Oh, she didn't bring it for everybody?
No. That was the meal. Wow. That she didn't see us any of her brand.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. She knew she was coming to a podcast. Wow. She knew we're hungry.
I have not eaten.
Jones have been fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
Yep.
He could have used this meal.
Tavon eating fruit.
Well, he's trying to be healthy.
And veggies and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Tavon is a vegan.
To the bottom of cabbage or something.
For real. All right. But please introduce yourself to this camera right here in the middle.
Hey, my name is Belicia Pierce. I am the founder and CEO of Be Fit Foods, your lifeline to a healthy and fit lifestyle. We are centered here in Houston with our flagship store being on 610 in Main in the medical center, and we're going on 11 years in business now.
Congratulations. We have a little connection because shout out to the Lynn family.
Yes.
The first time I had ever met her, Gabe Lynn was working at the flagship, I think.
Yeah,
he was working at the actually, he had just got married to Nicole. Uh-huh. Okay. Like, they had just got married. He was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, now he had UCLA.
Yeah, that's
defensive coordinator working out there. So I appreciate you giving OU a sooner opportunity.
Man, I appreciate him. He was much, just to let it be known, he's always been bigger than his position. I've always been humbled and very grateful for him to even, you know, come on board and be a part of the team. And I hated to see him leave, but I absolutely knew that, you know, it was destined, of course. But Gabe and his wife are beautiful people.
No doubt. All right, so we got a quick game.
No, okay, go ahead.
To the question. So the one thing about me, I'm a foodie as well. Mm. I meal prep also. I just meal prep it, relax. I meal prep in different way. So on the screen, the game for you, you need to figure out how many calories I eat in a day.
Okay.
All right? So this is a real order of mine.
Wow. It really is.
This is an actual order.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. That's a lot. Why you saying, oh,
well,
my God?
Well, I would say, look at your points.
Yeah, relax. Oh, relax. The points.
Is that one meal?
No, I'm looking at the points because right, that's a lot of meals.
So for everybody on the stage who can't see what's going on, relax. Hold on. This was last week. So my most recent order was 2 20-piece McNugget baskets with fries, 2 double cheeseburgers, basket of fries, 2 hot spicy chickens with fries. Get those orders for us. No mayonnaise, though. I kept the comments.
Wow.
So what you think?
I mean, if you do food, you should know how many calories this
is. I don't do McDonald's.
That's your fault. You're not doing proper nutrition there.
Whoa, that's all.
Wait. Mayonnaise is where you stop?
Yeah, that's where he stops.
That's a little too far. Phil, how do we feel about mayonnaise?
I'm riding with it.
I hate mayonnaise.
Thank you.
I'm riding with it. No mayonnaise for me.
No mayonnaise.
Do you like the filet of fish?
No, absolutely.
Absolutely not. We're not here.
All right.
So you're, how many calories is this?
Okay. So the 20 piece.
Two.
That meal is about 3,000 calories. Oh my God.
She is stumped.
That's over 4,000 or 5,000 calories.
Because why would you eat all that?
not only that, it's all processed it? And there is
how you burn it off.
Now multiply the three baskets
of fries. There are three
baskets. What's your final answer? What's your final answer?
With 4,000 calories?
The actual answer is 9,400.
Oh, 9,400
calories.
I was going to say 10, but I
why didn't you say it?
Yeah, you should have said
because
it.
Because I didn't feel like the double cheeseburgers were going to be more than the
each one of those
calories.
Are 360.
She didn't say 10.
Double cheeseburgers.
She didn't say 10 because she couldn't fathom a human eating
I'm a human.
That in one setting.
I'm a human, though.
Okay, but that's oh, that's really truly your order.
No, that's
no, the thing. That's it is. Real talk.
You're so proud about it.
Because of that, you got to go to McDonald's now. Yeah. Now you got so you're clearly your business is not set up appropriately if you didn't know those calories. What's going on? Now, so tell us about your
calories are about 400 to 500 per meal.
All right. So tell us about the business. Let us know how you got started. All that in that camera right there.
I can't talk to I gotta okay. Okay, so I'm a country girl. I grew up in Angleton, Texas. That's south.
Angleton, let's go.
That's south of Pearland. Still in Houston. If
you must know the Bell family and the hold on. I don't know why I'm doing this right now. I know a lot of people from Angleton.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Bethany, Gretchen. There's a lot of people who from Angleton are probably about your age. We'll talk after.
Maybe.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, in Brazoria County is the county that I live or I was raised in. And if you know anything about Brazoria County, you know that we have a county fair. At this county fair, before it begins, you have a fair queen competition that will, you know, reign throughout the fair. And so each city within Brazoria County, the high school selects their selection for their fair queen competition. And so a candidate in my high school nominated me to be the fair queen candidate for Angleton. The competition is actually a pageant. I'm in 11th grade going to the 12th grade. We compete in 12th grade and pageantry. Pageantry is something that the little girls grow up doing. You know, you're starting off at 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm 17 years old and I got to go into a pageant. And so I have a very supportive family and my granny and my grandmother and my mom were like, well, we can find a pageant in Houston. And so that's what we did, you know, just to practice before the Fair Queen competition. And got into pageantry. You know, my grandmother and my mom were hairstylists, so I had that part
done.
Mm-hmm. You know, and got makeup artists and, you know, all the things. Past, I think I did maybe one or two pageant competitions, and we just kind of fell in love with it. It was kind of, you know, a place where my family, we got closer, the girls in my family got closer, and I just grew a love for pageantry. And so after the Fair Queen competition, I continued to do them. And then I got into the Miss Texas, the USA system, and that's a little different. You have to have, you know, bikini, and you have to show your body. And so nutrition played a big part in that. And so I got a nutritionist, I got a personal trainer, and I took it very seriously as best as I could, trying to learn everything. And friends and family saw me working out and doing all the things, and they asked me to start training them. And so I was like, okay, you know, once your friends start doing something, you're like, well, who's your trainer or who are you working out with? Or let me work out with you. And so that's what happened. I got certified as a personal trainer. I was training for about a year. And just to back up a little bit, I've always been a hustler. I've always had an entrepreneurial mindset. And so, you know, I was throwing parties when I was younger, charging $5 at the door.
Okay. And
something hustle. To make money. So it was always a hustle. And so within training and becoming a personal trainer, BeFit Solutions was my company name. And as I began to train these, my clients, I realized, and you will know, that you cannot out-train a bad diet.
Correct.
It just doesn't happen. I've tried.
She said you would know.
I do know.
See, that in general.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad diet over here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
I mean, you
can have abs if you stop eating McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying? I only have morning abs. You know what I'm saying? But when I drink that first sip of water, they go on.
It's on.
I ain't figured that out yet. But, you know, I got it. Go
and so I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so I knew that I had to start cooking for my clients. Well, I couldn't cook at first, so I thought that I had to hire a chef. Well, my dreams are a lot bigger than were a lot bigger than my pockets. And so I had these dreams and I was going to bring on a chef and, you know, it sounded good. Mm-hmm. The idea sounded good and what I needed sounded good. But I learned very quickly because I just kept talking about it. It was nothing but talk at the time because I wasn't putting anything in place. I couldn't afford a chef. But what I did learn doing pageantry and having a nutritionist, I learned healthy food. And it doesn't take much to cook healthy meals. 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes tops, you have a healthy meal. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start cooking for my clients. I'm going to do that. I don't have to throw down like my grandma cooking healthy meals. And at that time, 2014, social media was becoming, Instagram was becoming more and more prevalent. And everything that I was cooking, everything that I was doing, I started recording it.
Okay.
I started posting all of my meals. What's really funny is when I decided that I was going to be the chef for BeFit Foods, I got some of my girlfriends together. We ordered pizza and it's so funny. We ordered pizza while I tested the recipe.
Okay.
Just in case it didn't work out, look.
Y'all were still hungry.
Yeah.
And so if you go all the way down to BeFit Foods Instagram page, you will see the first plates. And when I tell you, they're so horrible. Some people say, I can't start until it gets right.
Nah, you started.
You start.
So that's when I became familiar with you because we know people through
absolutely
mutual people.
Absolutely.
And that's where I saw her start was videos and pictures of just meal prep trays. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, how did you parlay that from just the meal prep trays to now that you have a storefront in the medical center of all places where health is king? And was in my and follow second question, was that strategic?
None of it was really strategic. So another thing that I would like to share, because some people think that, you know, you just have to have all the brains and you have to have the best business plan. None of it was strategic. It was strategic from God.
Mm. Come on now.
That's tough.
None of it was my strategy.
That people back here snapping and shit.
Wait,
go ahead.
God knew that that's how that was going to happen. Okay. Yeah. I did not
smell God. Weed in here. Y'all talking about God.
It's medicinal weed. It's medicinal.
So the first 10 years was just me. And so God allowed that to be me. But if God had not been in that, there would not have been a first 10 years.
Gotcha.
I made so many mistakes anyway. So no, it wasn't strategic, but I did. It just goes back to that hustle. I carried it on my back. I was not folding. I just wasn't going to fold. And so what I did know was that your network can determine your network. And so when I got into that space.
She's dropping all
and we doing all this humming
it's
and stuff.
It's a lot of Ayala humming. It's a lot of Ayala Van Zant going on in the background.
What book did you read before you got here? What mindset did
book?
You read?
She read Mandy's
the
book.
The scamming book. That's what it was. I do have a question, though. Okay. Because you did pageants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can see how you sit that you did pageants. And I can see how you look and talk and do yep. answers.
Yep. Yeah.
How long of that was it a part of your
life? It wasn't even. And so this is going to be another jewel. I didn't do it for that long. I did it for a couple years. But my existence into pageantry wasn't for me to gain a crown from them, but I hate to continue to keep
no,
going to God.
Can you go? You good?
But God crowned me to be able to get me ready for what BeFit Foods was about to take.
No doubt. You look like you was ready for a cotillion. You know, like
y'all would time. I was a
I know. That's what I'm saying. I could tell. Like I get that energy for real.
Yeah. So probably before then, as I said, I was a country girl. I'm going outside with no. I mean, my grandmother had. We had rocks outside, and we were running, chasing each other with no shoes on. So I don't know. Thank God, I don't know. I don't want to believe that.
I'm not a lot of mangled.
Leaning back, or
not a lot of mangled. For real.
But don't.
They got, they got that community center now. The community center
the
lit.
The Angleton Community Center is trash.
Is lit.
It's not. No, it's not.
What
are you talking about?
We did a birthday party there. That shit was lit.
You went to
it's like a whole water park.
You drove down 288 to a birthday party?
For a four-year-old?
That
absolutely.
Crazy. That is a...
Absolutely.
Why you do your birthday party here?
We didn't exist yet. I didn't even know you then.
You didn't want to do it here. You see what I'm saying? I get it. I get it now. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't even know. What was the question?
We didn't have a question. We were just riffing on you.
All right. Well, anyway...
But we was talking about your... history around pageants and all that.
Yeah. So you know, the poise, the speaking, the nutrition aspect, it was getting me ready for what he really was about to do. And BeFit Solutions, what's funny is I thought BeFit Foods was just going to be because as a hustler, you always thinking that you, when you're younger and you don't know any better, you think that a lot of things make you a boss. But focusing on one thing and maximizing and mastering that one thing is what really, you know, leads you into the many things.
I got a question for you. A lot of people think that eating healthy is costly. Is it?
It costs less than that order he had.
Relax. That was only $93.
That's going to cost him his life. Oh, but you
yeah, man.
You can almost get a whole week of BeFit Foods for that much.
Oh, really? You marketing right now. Go ahead. Tell them right now.
For 5 days, you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for $165. I know for a fact your grocery cart is more than that.
Come on,
and you're only getting one meal that may give you 4 or 5 meals, but you're eating the same things at BeFit Foods. You get a different meal every day for every meal.
So if you were to give someone some nutrition advice, we always hear sodium is an issue or sugar is an issue or your calories, what would you say is the thing that people should nail down?
Well, absolutely. You know, all of those things that I think a good balance is definitely necessary. But I like to tell people, stop blaming salt for what sugar is doing.
Okay.
You know, in our cars.
He's been doing a lot of moaning. Why are we moaning so much? Go ahead.
It's the truth. They're like, oh, my blood pressure high. I need to stop putting all that salt. No, you need to stop eating all that sugar. Mm. It's in the breads, it's in the carbs, it's in a lot of things. You think it's just in your sweets and your candies and your cakes, but it's in your breads, it's in, you know, some of those carbs that were, those complex carbs that we're eating, the rices and the potatoes as well. So you need to be mindful of those things. And also, you think, we have this bad in our culture, oh, I'm getting, oh, my back hurt, I'm getting, oh, no, your back hurting because of what you're putting inside of your body.
Mm.
Okay, so if we have a Poor Horseman member who drinks a lot of juice and eats cookies every day, why you look at you? You already do.
I look at everybody.
So why would you recommend to someone who drinks juice and eats cookies every day?
I love chocolate chip cookies. I do. I don't lie. And I love juice. I do. I'm not.
What's your cookie spot?
And let me explain how much. I wasn't even going to rat you out.
Yeah, no.
You did it yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Since we're here,
yeah,
we had a handle of juice, a handle,
mm-hmm.
1.5 gallons in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what happened to the juice.
In one day?
Explain what happened, brother.
Nope.
That's a lot.
Nah, Felicia, I love.
You know what? You may think it's okay because you're slim, you look good on the outside, but sometimes it just.
When was the last time you've been to the doctor?
January.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom, she been tough on us about going to the doctor at least 2 or 3 times a year. So.
Absolutely. And your numbers came back how? What'd the doctor say? No, I'm good.
It's a HIPAA violation. Don't get all in his medical history.
We want him to share his public information on a public platform right now.
I want to ask you this, though. What's the balance? Like, eating good and working out? Like, are both very significant? Or
both are very significant, but your diet is much more important.
That's not business, though, the cookies and the juice.
But you know what? Just like you're a business owner, correct? Yeah. And you go really hard for your business, right? But what if
I be mopping and shit?
Exactly. You do be mopping.
We're the janitor and everything.
Yeah, everything in this motherfucker.
We're everything in here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're everything for everything else but ourselves, but you won't have everything else if you do not have yourself.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of times you just have to put that into perspective. A lot of people like to say they put other thing, they put other people first. I don't. I always put me first. I put me first above everything, because if I'm not well, I cannot be well for you.
That is something I could get behind.
And we don't do inventory over ourselves. We just wake up and go with the day.
Okay.
Man, y'all better buy that motherfucking pack of nah, this shit is good.
So 165.
A week of meals.
Seven days?
She brought her own food. She didn't bring us no food. She brought her own food in here.
You spent $80 at H-E-B on some bullshit.
Personally delivered to you guys.
It's a blessing if you do that. Tomorrow. We're here tomorrow.
It doesn't have to be here. It doesn't have to be here. I can have it delivered to your home doorstep.
No, we're here.
I will have meals delivered.
Okay.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So tell the people where they can. We got hot seat next with Phil. Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Tell the people where they can find you again.
You can find us. First off, you can find us at bfitfoods.com. That's B with two E's, BEEFITFOODS.com. And you can find us on 610 and Main at 9555 Main Street. That's in Houston, Texas. And we also have a partnership with MD Anderson Hospitals. We're inside of all their hospitals, so you can find us at MD Anderson.
Oh, man, that's a blessing, man. Clock that. Energizer, turn us up. We on hot seat.
Energizer. Coming up. Tracy, I heard you. Tracy. We back with another segment of the hot seat. I have the wonderful Miss Belicia here. Belicia, first and foremost, you have a very unique name. We've been scrambling how to pronunciate your name ever since we knew you were a guest. So my first question.
You did really well. Oh, really? You, as soon as I came in, you pronounced it immaculate.
Yeah, you know, that's Texas Southern University education.
Yeah, but I grew up in the 80s when all the women were naming the kids after the dad. So.
Okay. That's what I was about to
ask. That's my mom's doing.
Okay, so. How many nicknames do you have? Because your name is so unique.
A lot.
Tell me some of them.
Oh, my God. You don't even want to know.
Yeah, I do.
No, I probably shouldn't. My great aunts call me Sita.
Sheet?
Okay. I don't know where that came from. Okay. Actually, I've been meaning to ask them that because all of them call me that. And I just answered.
Sita, that was the little animation character on the BET. Yeah, it was, right? See, I know a little something. Okay, so Sita, what else you got?
My older brothers call me Queen Bee.
Okay.
And Belicia.
Okay.
There's another one in there, but I'm going
to say that. What's your favorite to be called?
I like Belicia.
You love your name. That's great.
But I am not opposed to Bee because I know what my name is.
No, it's easy. It's easy. Okay, so... I see that you said that you were in the competitions and things like that. So this is one of the questions that I know that you've been asked. If you could change something in the world, what would it be?
You know, right now, the state that our country is in, all of the illnesses and everything, I do think that, you know, there's a lot of movement towards this, but it would be in the FDA regulations into our food.
Wow.
They're not regulating our food well enough, and people are just unaware. Mm-hmm. We think because it's at the grocery store that it's okay for us to eat, and the education and knowledge is not enough for us to continue to be well as a country. So I would definitely continue to try to or continue to try to change those FDA regulations and the regulations of our country.
No, I agree with that because, you know, a lot of people that I know travel to different countries and they say they'll go over there and like eat fruit.
Exactly.
And it's so different. Pure and they'll get sick because they're used to what we have here in the States. So
they feel so bad, so much better on vacation and come back and immediately tell the difference.
Yeah, that's crazy. OK, so next question. What's your love language?
All of them.
What's all of them? Tell me top to bottom. I need the list them.
God, I need good communication. Okay. I need gifts. Mm-hmm. I need I don't even know.
Physical touch.
Absolutely, physical touch.
Okay. Affirmations.
I love giving affirmations. I think it's very important. I think it's more important for the woman to give the man affirmations. I love affirmations, but I like to hype my man up too.
Man, that's a beautiful thing, Belicia. You talking right now. Yeah, no, Where's the moaning at right now? Brothers, can we bark or something? Okay, Belicia. Okay. Who knows you best? Like, who knows you best? Who knows Belicia best?
Probably between my older brother. We're kind of birthday twins. My birthday is September 19th. His birthday is September 20th. Okay. So we're 1 year and 364 days apart.
Right.
And we've just always kind of been attached.
Mm. Okay. Okay, so you told us about you preparing food and you know, what's your favorite dish to prepare?
So something that you a lot of people, well, if you're close to me, you know, but I have difficulties with food as well. So even though I am the owner of a healthy meal prep company, I struggle with my food as well. I like to eat bad.
Yeah, you do.
So it's I have to be very structured when planning out my meals, as we spoke about the meal that was in the back. Because if not, if y'all had something here, I probably would have wanted it.
Really? The meal. What meal do you prepare?
So my favorite meal would be fried chicken with lobster mac and cheese.
Damn. And the calories is it?
A lot. My lobster mac and cheese is a lot of calories. Really? It has heavy cream, mascarpone cheese. It has Gruyere cheese. It has Parmesan.
How you work that off? Like, you got to run a marathon.
Only a small serving. You can't eat a lot.
Okay, a small serving. So you good at portions?
Portions, absolutely.
Okay. What's the best hotel that you've ever stayed in?
Oh, wow. Probably wasn't a, well, I guess it's a hotel.
Hotel, Airbnb, whatever.
I can't think of that. But okay. One of the last ones, favorites, was probably in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
It was, I can't think of it. Okay. It was really nice. It came, you know, with the butler and everything. The cell phone for the butler. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a misconception people have about you?
I don't really know. I don't get tied into the thoughts of what other people think. No one comes to me about what they think if it's negative. So, or maybe that, you know what? I was on a girls' trip with quite a bit of girls. Some of them I knew very well and some were their friends, which are all amazing girls. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I guess, from social media and how where I present myself in, you know, in speaking engagements and whatnot, they think I'm just an angel. Yeah. And I eat healthy all the time. No one can have unhealthy foods around me. So when they see me stick something other than something healthy in my mouth, they're like, so I don't know.
Okay, last question, okay. Have you ever posted a thirst trap? You're very... Because you have a look about you that says, I'm an angel. You know, I love this food. And have you ever posted a thirst trap?
I wouldn't consider it a post trap, but.
Thirst trap.
I mean, a thirst trap, but. Yeah, I mean, like a booty pic or something. You scroll down my page enough, you'll see me on the beach with my booty out or something.
Be fit booty pics. Has to be in the high seat with those feet.
Mm. Can keep showing up when you least expect them. You lost your parlay by one rebound. You pulled up to the gym and couldn't get next. And your bank account? $2.38.
Yeah,
but thanks to the poor force memory, those days might be behind you. Introducing the YN Whisper, a calming mind for everyday parlays, full courts, missed calls, no buns, and no funds. Serious results may include finally getting next, FaceTime arguments turning into mumi-ites, and drips so clean even your ex double taps your pick. Call now and take back your peace. Call 1-800-YN-HELP. That's 1-800-YN-HELP. Healing is possible with the YN Whisper.
All right. So we are the YN Whisperers also. So we do have a YN who submitted a video. Please play the video on screen. And we're going to get this young man some advice. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm saying my little partners just sent me this little YN helpline. So shit, let's see what these old ass niggas about to say, man. You know what I'm saying? To all the unks out there, to all the Mr. Charlies, you know what I'm saying? All you ass niggas out there, you know what I'm saying? Here my problem with y'all. Y'all done messed up the game. Y'all done tricked too hard. And now these out here, they think I'm supposed to just come with $500 liquid cash. You know what I'm saying? Just give it to the Damn, Mr. Charlie. Did you have to give the little hoe $750 just to come on? Because now, I got to give her $750 to come on. All I want is the cheese. I don't want nothing else. She over here talking about, you ain't got no money. Mr. Charlie got the money. Baby girl, I ain't got a 401k like Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie done put in 30 years in the workforce. I ain't even 30 yet, baby girl. Like, what's really going on? Mr. Charlie, you need to stop with these tricky ways because you done messed up the game for everybody out here. You got to pop two rhinos, you know what I'm saying? Two blue twos, just so you can have a cool little night. I'm just trying to catch a nut off one of these. You paying $750 with the rhino and the blue chew, Mr. Charlie. Now when the little hoe get to my shit, she expect the Don Julio on the damn nightstand. $500 in cash on the nightstand. And all I want is a nut. All I get is a nut. Come on, Mr. Charlie.
All right, so we need to give this brother, because we consider ourselves the YN Whisperers, all right? We are unk age at this point.
Definitely unk.
So the first thing I would like to say is that brother is thinking about the funds wrong.
Yeah.
The funds are for convenience.
Yes.
So you don't have any challenges on the back end. Mm-hmm. You could pay a light bill.
Yeah.
You could pay a lease. You could pay a car payment. To not have a challenge on the back end. I think this YN is thinking of it the wrong way. He looking at it as money to pay for access to her.
Yeah.
It's really to not have a problem on the back end. What y'all think, fellas?
I don't know who his OGs or who the niggas is that he's around, so
who
to speak.
Mr. Charlie is.
Because Mr. Charlie, whoever bro is, let Mr. Field talk. First of all, I would never leave with money with any woman. You know what I'm saying? I want a woman to really like me for me. You know what I mean? I think when you lead with money, the women, they going to play that game. You know what I'm saying? As they should. Because if I'm a man or woman lead with money, I'm going to play the game too. So it's just really about the approach that you have with a woman and that initial, I guess, meetup. If you getting in your pockets and you paying for everything and you saying, oh, baby girl, I'm going to pay your bill or I'm going to take care of this, take care of that, she going to expect that for the rest of the time. So just lead with your personality, you know what I'm saying? Try to be funny. Not as funny as our guest Mandy, but a little funny, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, don't leave with money. Don't leave with money.
All right, what you think, Silk? Green eyes.
Leave with your eyes.
Because you ain't got to do a lot because you got green eyes.
Any talk.
That's a misconception.
Talk. Me and Phil might have to do something.
That's a misconception.
You got green eyes.
He's light-skinned, he's tall, and he got green eyes?
And he's dressed like a military nigga right now. So what you don't have to do. You know what I'm saying? And you got a beard.
Now, the green eyes and the beard only get me in the door.
Correct.
Okay. That only gets me easier access.
Get the advice to the YN.
We live a different life. The older I get, I understand tricking more.
Okay.
I understand tricking
what?
More because the older you get,
you identify?
I don't identify. I could just understand where the mentality comes
from.
Say
you understand.
I just understand.
The utility tricking.
Yes.
Understands the utility of
tricking. Why?
You need to have a budget to trick.
You do have to have
a budget. You need to be able to set aside 8% of your income.
That's more than the Lord.
The Lord is 10%.
Attitude.
Tithes.
Okay.
You bring 10% to the Lord for tithes and offering. But you give 8% to the trick. That's what you got to do. You got to be willing to do that. 8%.
I can't do it.
I can see where you come up with that.
It's reasonable.
Because it's what's happening out here, one.
Yeah.
Two, as you get older, you got less patience for BS.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So if you have it, if you got an extra $750 like Mr. Charlie,
yeah,
I understand allocating that to a little bit of extra.
You put 15% to your retirement. Every month, put 15% to your retirement.
Hold on, let me take notes.
Yeah, take notes. 15% to your retirement. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when we turn 65, you don't want to be working as a greeter at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? So 15% to your retirement. 10% to the Lord, because he got to cover you.
Right.
You know, you need to be covered in the blood.
Yeah. Or you have to pay for the coverage.
Oh,
if you,
yeah, absolutely. Actions are not going to count. My actions are not going to give me the coverage.
If you miss a payment and get a little risky the next week, it's a dice roll.
Hey, it is. Like, yeah,
So wait.
I got
so you out here speeding.
Correct.
Correct.
You on your way to the trick who you pay, but you missed the Lord's payment.
Correct.
If some stuff go down, he gonna be over like, she missed that payment this week.
I make it an accident. Yes,
I don't know if I could do it.
You need to give 10% to the Lord so you have that covering and that grace. Mm-hmm. And then 8%
to the hoes.
Hoes is strong.
Okay. Whoa. That's strong.
That's strong. I didn't say that. I said
now, hold on.
I said 8%.
Okay.
Convenience fee. To the reasonable young women.
Yeah, young women.
Who may be interested in engaging with you in some shenanigans.
Okay.
8%.
I like the way you worded that. I like the way you worded
that. You know what I'm saying? So,
hoes might have been aggressive.
Yeah, hoes was really aggressive.
Hoes might have been a little.
You know what I'm saying? Just like when someone else said they got penetrated on a show, that was aggressive.
Whoa.
We don't use those type of terms on the Poor Horsemen. We're a Christian podcast.
Oh, this is true. I just came from church dressed like this too. Huh?
Hell no. Nah. Who said penetrated?
Someone said they got penetrated on a show and it hurt me.
Yeah.
You know,
the penetration. They got penetrated and hurt. Man, let's skip this subject. Back to what Green Eyes is saying.
So look, I'm telling y'all the way you set up your budget, mm-hmm. you got a separate bank account.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because that money can't touch your other money.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't mess that up.
That's a great thing.
Okay.
And if we really want the YN to know, he just ain't ready for that right now.
Not right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be taking your women to McDonald's.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Focus on yourself.
Focus on your abs.
Stick to the cheddars and the chilies that you're used to.
Not even cheddars. Cheddar's, that's a lot for a YN.
Damn.
Probably.
Them chicken strips are a lot now.
If he wanted to do anything, that YN needs to invest in B-Fit Foods. Go ahead and pay that $165. So when he gets to Mr. Charlie
age, he healthy.
Yeah, he own it, and he won't need
the
that
rhino.
He'll already be on B-Fit Foods, and he good.
All right, so any game that we need to give these YNs before we wrap and go to our segment on the stage? What y'all want to say?
I think you gave great financial advice. The breakdown of everything it was fantastic. Me, I'm telling the YN, just relax, bro. Stay in the pocket that you are. Women don't like a man that tries to do things that he know he can't do.
Because they're going to find out at some point.
They're going to find out at one point, oh, this nigga been lying.
He can't keep up with this.
Yeah. It's just, so be honest. If you broke, tell her you broke. Either she going to rock with you or she not. That's the best advice I can give.
Now, you don't count because you're 6'7".
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
But
I'm going to just shut up.
But you can give some advice as Gumby. Go ahead. You get some advice as Gumby. Go ahead.
Man, I always just say present yourself as what you have the capacity to do. So if all you are is a good time, then present yourself as a good time. Don't come off as the money man because they're going to tap into that if they're that type. Or if they're not into that at all, you're just going to turn them off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And look, that has been the episode 352 of the Poor Horseman. We have a game segment. We will have our guest on the stage versus Silk.
Yeah.
Silk will be representing the Poor Horseman here. Energizer, turn us up 1 second while we reposition the cameras and we going on the stage just now. So, ladies on the stage.
I got some for the YNs because he's the representative.